For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Hackers could potentially compromise crypto wallets by exploiting a newly discovered flaw in Apple's proprietary M1, M2, and M3 chips, security researchers have warned. Dubbed the GoFetch exploit, Decrypt warns that the vulnerability, which was jointly publicized by researchers from six universities, affects Apple devices powered by the chips. The hardware weakness can't be fixed, however, Apple has released mitigation guidelines to help developers thwart potential attacks. Iowa's Henry County is grappling with a significant cyber attack targeting its infrastructure, including the vital computer-aided dispatch and records management system. Despite the attack, essential services like 911 and public safety radio remain unaffected, with recovery efforts underway to restore systems securely. Fox 18 KLJB reports that the incident has impacted operations in the county courthouse, affecting services to the county's approximately 50,000 residents. Now to Illinois, where Monmouth College disclosed that it was hit by a ransomware attack during the holiday season, with the attack affecting the driver's licenses, ID cards, and other personal information of nearly 45,000 individuals. The attack, which began on December 6th, highlights the vulnerability of educational institutions to cyber threats. The record reports that the college, which has 750 enrolled students, is offering affected parties 1 year of identity protection services. General Motors has ceased sharing driving data from its connected cars with data brokers following public backlash over allegations that the company had been feeding data about customers in its OnStar Smart Driver app to risk assessment companies LexisNexis and Verisk. Ars Technica reports that customers had expressed frustration over the sharing of data with insurance companies, which often occurred even though customers hadn't intentionally signed up for OnStar Smart Driver, which in many cases has impacted their ability to secure affordable insurance rates. The move underscores growing concerns over privacy and data usage in connected vehicle services. To Germany now, where authorities, working in collaboration with international law enforcement agencies, have dismantled Nemesis Market, a significant online platform facilitating drug trade, cybercrime services, and credit card fraud. The Washington Post reports that the takedown resulted in the seizure of cryptocurrency and infrastructure. With over 150,000 user accounts and 1,100 seller accounts, the platform's closure represents a major victory in combating online illicit activities. And finally, a new malware campaign called SignOne has been uncovered by cybersecurity researchers, infecting over 39,000 WordPress websites and posing a significant threat. HackRead reports that the malware employs stealthy tactics, including code obfuscation and dynamic URL generation that employs time-based randomization, making detection and mitigation challenging. Sukuri's report highlights the urgent need for website owners to fortify their security measures against evolving cyber threats. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.